Hello and welcome to GQHQ PQ, Gooseous Quizzes Headquarters Podcast. My name is Quizmaster Goose. Joining me today is Quizmaster Louis.
Hello.
Quizmaster Scott.
G'day.
And Jenny from Hill Street Design House.
Hello.
How are you getting on today?
Good, thanks.
Good. Are you excited to be on the microphone for the podcast?
I'm a bit nervous.
I think you're going to do fine.
Thanks.
You've got beer in hand and, you know, you've got your whiteboard and your whiteboard pen.
So far, you're doing great. So.
Thank you.
I mean, it's been a solid amount of time. Yeah. We've done that bit wrong before, so don't worry. I sometimes don't give those guys enough time to say hi and they get upset.
Once, yeah.
And they they put up a little protest, so...
Yeah. Imagine not introducing us on the podcast.
It's just as much ours as it is yours.
We were just thinking about the people, the listeners.
Our fans.
Are they there? Are they not? I don't know.
What a mystery this is.
I've stopped calling you Soundtech Scott as much, which makes me sad.
No, you haven't. You introduced me as that in a couple of podcasts ago.
Oh, that's an important distinction.
Why'd you get that name?
Well, Scott edits and does. He is basically the manager of the podcast for Goose's Quizzes.
Okay.
So he's quite an important role here. He does a lot of editing.
I get the mouth noises to people's ear holes.
Never say that again.
It's on his cards.
It's just a diagram.
We were talking about networking earlier. That would be a great thing to say to people when you're networking. Hi there, my name's Scott Brayford and I...
Let me get in your ear hole.
I think that's a good way to just disperse people away from you.
As soon as you can just stand at the beer table and, and just pick up those Peronis, which are always his Peronis.
It's a good way to network.
I feel like...
me.
Yeah, I think
maybe I should start saying that.
An opening statement that's just far too much for people.
Yeah. This is for your eye hole.
Oh, I keep designers captive in a house.
Yeah.
Okay, backs away slowly.
I don't do that, just for the record.
But that is a good segue to find out actually what you do.
I keep designers in a house.
There we go. Backs away slowly.
You've got the scoop here.
I run the Hill Street Design House, which is a selection. That's not the right word.
An eclectic.
Collective.
A collective.
That's
like
the one. Of design studios, which I then lease to different freelance designers.
Right.
So we've got about 21 different designers of all genres.
21?
Of design.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't know it was that many.
It's not that many types of design, is there?
There's loads. They just make them up eventually, I think.
I call myself a service designer.
That is a thing.
Yeah, no, totally. Yeah.
You made it up, we just said.
I feel like it's like when people say the difference between design and like inventor, or, you know, and it's like this distinction between...
Well, one of my best friends is Stacey Hunter, who runs Local Heroes, which she's really, what she's trying to do is... promote contemporary Scottish design internationally, so that when you type in Scottish design, it doesn't just come up with Celtic knots and tartan and things.
Right.
But her whole thing recently is she's been thinking about that there's design in absolutely everything, and even people who are called crafters or inventors or scientists, there's design in what they do.
Yeah.
So I suppose I could... I'm quite... niche about who I sort of curate people to come into the house, because I don't want too many people doing the same kind of thing, and because they're freelance and be competing for the same jobs. So I kind of select people, but there has been people who are actually in the house going, well, it's not design, but I'm sort of designing this thing, and they talk me into it, and I'm like, okay. Yeah. You can stay.
Desirable, then. It must be a nice place to work.
Yeah, we've got a waiting list for desk space, but I think the way that it's set up, it's quite... because it's in the new town, it's a townhouse, it's quite kind of different from other art studios. But we've got a sort of door open policy, which means people are just wandering about all the time, talking to each other, and it is just fun. It's a good place to be.
It's, I mean, I think I dropped by it once and said, hey, I think you had was there a show on in the front? Do you have like a front?
The front room?
Yeah. Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Is it just all named after places in the house?
My friend Thomas, who does, he's Thomas Paints, very good sign writer.
Sign writer.
He actually painted front room on the door of it. So it's official
now. That's so cool.
I'm going to make it a bit more cosy next year, I think, so it's like an actual front room. But we do hire that out to anyone for events, and we do exhibitions up the stairs as well.
Oh, right. I don't think I've been to the exhibition space.
It's a huge stairwell, because it's a really like shallow pitched wide stair with really high walls, so it's good for making people move around a space to view an exhibition.
Ah, cool.
We haven't done one for a while because I got a bit sick of it. I lost the momentum for myself.
But I can imagine it's quite, that must be quite tough, like setting up one. And then
but then we've just, Dave Lem is the newest person that's just moved in. He used to be at Codebase on the creative floor there, but he is an illustrator and graphic designer, I think. I don't. He's probably, he'll shout at me if that's wrong.
Yeah, that's fair.
But he used to be a curator, so he sort of approached me and said he would like to do some exhibitions. So
that's cool. Yes, you can take that on.
Fine, I suppose you can do it.
Yeah. That is cool.
That's good.
Oh, I like that. We need to come along to something like that. We want invites for these
things. We're going to start having more parties as well, because the first year or two we had a lot of parties. Because the only way I was able to do up the building and open it with no funding was to give everybody cheap rent for the first year.
Oh, right.
In exchange for them doing up the studios, because it was really kind of 90s corporate offices.
Oh, really?
So they all basically just painted everything white, ripped up the carpets, put some OSB boards everywhere, painted that white, and then and did it. So it was like being at art college that first year. It was brilliant. It was loads of parties and stuff, but it kind of, it got a bit more professional for a while. But I think we've gone too much the other way. I think we need to bring it back.
Turn it into a frat house.
We could bring in like our beer pong. Oh, we designed beer pong nights.
Hill Street frat house.
Yeah. We also definitely Hill Street should Delta. Do quiz at Hill Street.
Yeah, we're
there's enough
for that.
Of us.
Yeah,
and everyone's super competitive.
Yeah. Oh, we would do the elimination style quizzing with that, and people would, I think, lose their minds
on several floors.
That's such a good idea.
Yes.
We played Pictionary once at a party.
No. That must be hilarious with designers.
Everybody was. Like, we had our very first Christmas party, it was. We just had it in-house, which we did again this year because it was just fun.
Yeah.
We didn't have to go anywhere. And but the first year, people just started bringing things out and having ideas for games, like, you know, like Fairy Lights Limbo and all this stuff. And then
dangerous Limbo. Yeah,
it was bad.
Because Limbo's not dangerous at all.
Yeah. Let's pass the parcel with a cactus.
Add electricity.
As well. That was the most dangerous.
Pass the parcel with a cactus. Brilliant.
How do you peel a cactus?
The state of the room the next day was awful. But yeah, somebody got out the flip chart and said, let's do Pictionary. So we split into teams, and there was a legendary fight that has never quite been, you know, there's no peace treaty there. We still think there was cheating involved.
What were they what were they meant to be drawn?
They drew a sort of jumper shape with a zigzag on it.
Which is obviously
a Christmas
jumper. You have said?
Cardigan.
What is the theme?
It was just anything.
Oh, just
whatever comes in your head.
A Christmas jumper.
No. Well, maybe it was TV. Maybe it's TV.
Those things are very different.
Yeah.
It was a jumper with...
With a zigzag like that.
Oh, but the theme was television.
I think so. But everybody thought...
Skippy.
Everybody... Well, this is where everybody was just shouting, that's what it was. It was Bill Cosby. Yeah. But everyone was going, Charlie Brown and all that stuff. And then somebody said Bill Cosby.
Like that,
within about 10 seconds, somebody said The Cosby Show. And there was a big fight.
Because of what happened?
Or?
Because he thought that
a cheating accusation.
With the hip and the hop.
I don't know.
I don't think we're allowed imitations of Bill Cosby on our broadcast.
No, I think it's steer away from Bill Cosby. So if you did do a quiz there, you'd have to be aware of competitiveness.
Absolutely. We have an iron fist for stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to come down hard on them.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it's quite a tough profession at times.
I know. I'm sorry. I've never been to one of your quizzes.
Get out.
But I will.
That's the podcast.
See you later.
That was fun.
But I don't get
going
out
much. Going downhill design here.
You do run it. Black Ivy, don't you?
Yeah, we do, actually.
That's quite near my house, I
was
thinking.
Was it you that...
I did win it.
You won a voucher for the gift for a gift.
Yeah.
What was your gift again? What was the setup for
about
the...
chicken nuggets. But you know what?
Yeah.
I'm vegetarian.
Fraud.
I still won.
Fraud. I call shenanigans.
Oh, no.
Let's do a review.
It's a double whammy here to get the umpire involved.
We're not booing vegetarians here.
We're just
booing your, you know, morals.
Yeah.
Your general morals.
It's a competition.
No, I thought that was the first time I think we ran that competition, was it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
We quite enjoyed it.
I do love gifts. Our thing at Hill Street, our WhatsApp chat, which is called the Hillbillies.
Love it.
is mostly gifts.
Yeah.
It's just a conversation in GIFs.
Nice. We are just called the Conquistadors, is it now?
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, Conquistadors we are.
That's quite good.
Before that, we were the...
No, for Halloween, it was the Quiz Ghosts.
Yeah. That's,
that's a play on Quiz Hosts, by the way. Yeah. Yeah, for anyone that...
No one's dead.
That wasn't a pictorial thing, by the way. This doesn't work for a podcast wordplay. Yeah. Yeah, no, we... And the one for in the office... We're very generic because it's just four boys. And so we're GQ Office Boys. I think it is B-O-I-Z.
Oh, God.
Yeah, because we're that cool.
Very mid-90s.
Me.
Yeah.
It was
just...
Buzz.
Buzz. Buzz. I mean, every time we walk into the door, that's, you know, into the office.
You play the podcast music as you walk in as well.
I love it. I actually collect, like, a photograph things where there's a Z where there shouldn't be.
I love it. I love it. That's a really good thing to like collect. I love it.
It's mostly shop signs and things, but like hairdressers usually. Yeah. But then my friend Morav, who runs Lethley and stuff.
Oh yeah.
She is a DJ in another life and calls herself DJ Butts with a Z.
Butts.
I love it.
B-U-T-T-Z. Amazing. Butts.
She's really good. You should book her.
Yeah. DJ Butts.
She's going to do my birthday party next year. I'm really excited to put it on the invitation.
DJ Butts.
Featuring DJ Butts.
DJ Butts.
Including DJ Butts.
Actually, I think it was her girlfriend who said that she would play for me. I don't know if she knows that yet. She does now.
So yeah, just amazing. Send her the link to this podcast.
Yeah. Wait, what's their name?
More of Cunningham.
DJ Butts. DJ Butts. Oh, right.
And Rab Tawdry. They're both artists down in Leith.
So. Oh, right. Mm.
They're pretty cool.
Leith seems like one of these areas these days. We just moved out of it and moved up here.
Yeah.
But we like our little tech cube here. This is our fifth floor, you know.
Well, Leith's always been kind of where artists were. But that's almost why I wanted to open Hill Street in Hill Street, because there's nothing but suits in that area. But Thistle Street, which is just a continuation of Hill Street, is quite eclectic.
Yeah, it's
bohemian even.
Oh, wow. But I don't think you can say that word in Newtown.
No, but when we moved in, I think, honestly, our neighbours were a bit scared of us. They thought we were, like, squatting, so we were wearing jeans at work.
Oh, no.
And we had to, like, go around and introduce ourselves. Yeah.
Hello.
We're nice.
We're not terrible
people.
We're
creative.
Yeah. We're artists, all of us. Designers.
Yeah.
Isn't that the bit where they go, oh, that's worse when you're squatters?
Yeah. Gary, I can smell incense.
There's no incense. No incense allowed. Oh, yeah. No. Well, there was, because we do yoga sometimes in the front room. So I don't do the yoga. We don't do the yoga as a group of designers. Somebody hires the front room to do yoga.
Right.
Yeah.
And they were using incense, but there was a lot of complaints from the designers. So
I walked
I had
into
to make her stop.
A coffee shop today and bought a big latte. And I don't know why the big latte was. It's because I find that takeaway cups are usually quite small. And I don't like that. I want them to be bigger because I'm usually walking with them. So, in my walk, I want a coffee for the whole time. Anyway. Long story short, it absolutely reeked of incense as I walked in there. And I was like, this isn't
Well, you want it to smell like coffee,
yeah,
surely.
That's what I sort of thought. I walked in and got this like overwhelming smell of incense. Quite a small coffee shop.
Yeah.
I was like, why are they burning incense?
Are they hippies?
Oh, no. Yeah. I know.
No.
Are
they had like
hippies?
Three tables.
Hippies.
Hippies. the H word.
No. They're not like, what is it, Forest Cafe? It's quite...
Oh, yeah.
I've never been in there because I feel like, A, I'm too big. So you'll be anyone in there is
Everybody
bigger.
Everybody would turn around.
Take your overdress for that.
And also, I'm wearing like a Primark top, which I don't think is appropriate there. And also, I don't wear skinny jeans, so... Your dad was a bit of a rocker when he was younger.
Yeah, he was in loads of bands.
Yeah, because my mum knew who your dad was.
No way.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
That's because although he was in bands, it wasn't that cool because they were Christian rock bands.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
Which are big in America, huge.
Yeah.
But
in Scotland, it's fairly...
In Scotland, but he did play the Usher Hall.
That's pretty big.
Yeah, and he did... what's that called? It was a sporting act for Cliff Richard.
That's awesome.
At the Greenbelt Festival. When they moved house... I found all of his albums, like his LPs, and they're hilarious.
Like his own ones?
Yeah,
like
his own.
What was his band called? Or was it called?
Well, they changed, but their style also changed from the first one was the Pebbles, which I think was a mix between the Rolling Stones and the Beatles. And they were dressed like the Beatles in the suits with the haircuts and everything.
That's nice.
And then they sort of progress with their style at the same time as the Beatles did until the last one, which is my favourite. They're all in Afghan coats sitting in a tree, just like that. That's another visual for you.
The monkeys.
But the days before Photoshop, they have just cut out a picture of Jimi Hendrix's head and stuck it in the tree with them, like he's there. It's uncanny.
And everyone's
it's
like,
amazing. Wow. Wow, you know Jimi Hendrix.
There's no other way to do it. He must have been there.
Yeah, we have a band. Oh, we're not quite current enough. Jimi Hendrix is pretty current.
And then he met my mum. Mum became the tambourine player in the band.
Oh, Fiona. Oh. I used to enjoy band practices with your mum and dad.
And Jimi Hendrix.
Obviously. The cutout of Jimi Hendrix is always there. Yeah. And
I might get that for my dad's birthday.
That's a fantastic
He's
70 present.
70 in January. I should get him a little Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, my dad is 70 in April.
When's my 70th?
When's your 70th, Louis?
A while.
Get you a nice Jimi Hendrix poster for that.
You talk about when you were 70, I
guess. I can't add off in my head there. Anyway.
Are you trying to think what year you're going to be 70?
2060 for me.
Wow.
I'll get you a cutout of Jimi Hendrix.
Well, you've got an easy one. If you're a decade number, a zero number, it's easy to count.
Can you do the maths?
Yeah.
When was I born?
No.
1990.
I can't count backwards well.
And I'm 3 years older than you, which means mine will be 2057.
Yes. 2062.
Mine is
now.
We talked
about this. Everyone's like, don't ask my age on this podcast. And we're literally just doing that with maths.
But it's not directly.
I've got a significant birthday next year.
It's fair. No, don't worry.
I'm in my 21st too.
Yeah. I don't
it's
remember
fine,
my 21st.
I'm still friends with a lot of people from school. So we're all going through it at the same time. So now we've decided we're just going to hire a big house. We're going to do one massive party.
That's awesome.
Oh. And then on everyone's actual birthdays, we'll probably have a party as well. But we'll just be slightly smaller.
Drinks at the pub,
instead of having separate parties, let's have one big party and then separate
lots
parties.
Of little ones.
I know a design parties. House. We can have it at mine. Yeah. It's okay. Yeah,
that's front room.
I've had my daughter's parties in Hill Street Design House quite often because I don't have to pay for a venue. We had a Minecraft one this
what?
Year.
That's yes. pretty cool. I've never played Minecraft, but it does look like it has a lot of fan stuff around it, which is pretty awesome.
Oh, she loves it.
Is it like you hit things and destroy?
No, you build things.
Do you not have to mine resources?
Thinking
mine
about
it.
Boxing.
Right. Again, very visual cue that you're using here. Well, which demonstrates a hammer.
She was trying to get through this mountain thing.
Such a small hammer.
Yeah. It's a pickaxe.
Such a small pickaxe.
So we'll do the commentary over here. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Once she was trying to mine through a mountain.
Yeah.
And it was bedtime, so I made
as
her go
you
to
do.
Bed. And she said, well, can you please just go until you find this like redstone or whatever
you had
she
to.
Needed. And I was like, okay. So she went to bed and I can see, and I got really into it. But then I got super lost in the mountain and ended up going, I'm just going to go up. I'll just go up and then I'll see where I am. So I went up and I came out, I had drowned because I came out like under the sea. I dug
how
so
far up did you go? Through the world.
It's like going for hours.
Through the Minecraft university.
I love the moment you're sitting there as an adult being like, I'll just dig a little bit more.
I can't believe I'm doing this.
I really want to find some diamonds.
That's like that old joke. We just have to dig up, right? We dug ourselves a hole here. Just dig up.
But you can't go straight up. I had remembered that because there's loose soil. So you have to go up in a diagonal otherwise.
Oh, how did you explain it to her?
Minecraft physics.
I told her exactly like that. And she just went, oh, just shook her head at me.
Oh, no.
Did you then make your own Minecraft
account? She was embarrassed. No, but she does make me do like two-player sometimes where you have to build a house. She's like, let's both build a house.
That's
and
quite
see
cool.
Who's the best house.
Oh, that's really
but she
nice.
Knows hers is going to be the best house. She
that's
makes
why
this
she
big
wants
Victorian
play.
Mansion thing, and I've made like a shed in the same amount of time. I've got one wall done, and she's like, I'm finished.
Imagine drowning twice making this house.
I'm digging through the ocean again.
Yeah, I'm trying to escape.
I was trying to make a pond. Trying to give it a moat.
I used to be, the annoying thing is I used to be really good at computer games in my 20s. No, I used to play...
Pong.
No, I used to play Grand Theft Auto and stuff.
Oh, the top-down one.
When it first came out.
Yeah, they were such
Race and Chase.
I was hearing, is it DMA, the original company that made, or that turned into Rockstar, or where one of the guys was the original guy that turned into Rockstar, and they made Lemmings, which could technically be the first game that was ever made by Rockstar.
The Dundee guys, wasn't it? Yeah.
And I didn't realise that. And last night I was like, I fucking love Lemmings as well.
I was thinking about Lemmings earlier today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I hadn't thought about it until...
That's weird.
Until last night. For maybe about 5 or 6 years, I hadn't thought about it. And now I'm like, I'm going to download that and play it.
I quite want to play it, but I don't know if it would be any good now. I think maybe I'll leave it in the past with rose-tinted glasses.
I don't know. Worms has travelled.
But they updated that.
I think the old Worms is still just as fun.
I've got the newer one. It's still pretty much the same.
Yeah, it's just the same dynamics and everything. You still just say this when someone picks up the controller and goes, what are the controls? It's A to jump.
Is A not to jump?
Fires your gun. So you instantly just drop a bazooka right in front of you.
A really limp bazooka one just goes, whoop.
It just destroys your worm. If you don't know what Worms is, why not? But like... Yeah,
everybody surely knows what Worms is.
I think everyone's had the pain of Worms where you've tried to throw a grenade and you've had two things where the grenade goes perfectly and you smash it into someone's face and it's awesome.
Yeah.
Or you just need to get that like last one and it goes over the top of them and you're just like devastated. Yeah. It's over.
It's done.
I do like Worms as a game. It's a good game to come home after a night out. And, you know, like, we used to live in, like, student flats and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I used to come home to Worms. Or the other one was Bomberman.
Yes.
Bomberman
I've never played that one.
That's a bit intense after a night out.
It's great.
Bomberman. We used to come home, we still, when I worked in the basement, we used to go home and play Mario Kart still. Rosie was too young to remember it, but this was my defining moment as a gaming mum of a small child, and she can't remember it. And it really annoys me because they had a thing in St. Andrew's Square. They had a thing in St. Andrew's Square ages ago that was like a Nintendo celebration. There was a tent there and you could go in and play loads of games and win a marquee thing. Nintendo. They should have done that.
Oh, we should write to them.
Getting back.
But I went in and she was like a bait. She was like 2 or something maybe.
I like how you're like, oh, she didn't even remember.
I know. But I was like, oh, let's play Mario Kart. So we sat down, there's big like gaming chairs, and it was me and 3 like young teenage boys, and they were just kind of
boys
and like really bigging each other up. And then at the end, they were all looking around going, who won? Who won? And I was like, it was me. Boom.
Princess Peach.
Yeah. No, I always played as Yoshi.
I got the flower cup, bitches.
Yeah. I got a toad.
In front of your 2-year-old, like screaming at some
members.
Suave.
This is why it's good she can't remember.
Hands up in the air because it's so weird.
But I got, I just kind of like, it was like a mic drop moment and I walked away in and I got a toad cuddly toy.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, what, winning.
So you say you're Yoshi for Mario Kart. That's
your
character.
Yeah, I did used to be Yoshi.
Louis?
I haven't really played Mario Kart. I played a lot of Crash Team Racing instead.
Oh yeah, you're the other way around, aren't
you?
Yeah, you're
absolutely.
One of these PlayStation people.
Yeah.
Who did you play as Crash Team Racing?
I quite like the, I don't know actually. Except they never really had a favourite one. I think I used to go for the polar bear.
Actually, not quite a big character.
No, he's a tiny one. He's a tiny polar bear.
That makes sense. next to that bandicoot.
I didn't never really had a favourite one. I was more in it for the fun.
I think it's quite a telling thing, I think, in Mario Kart who you choose. Yoshi's, I think, quite a neutral. Well played.
Yeah, I just think he's cute.
I don't know if I can name all the Mario Kart.
I mean, if you're talking SNES.
Which game?
Are you talking SNES here? Yeah. With the flat.
Wait, we were talking about this last week. You're not mad for
64.
You're big into Mario Kart. Who's your character?
I didn't mind Luigi.
Oh,
don't mind
Luigi.
Him.
Interesting. A little bit offbeat with not Mario.
I'd never be Mario.
Nah, Mario.
No.
Nah.
People
He's
who
rubbish.
Pick Mario, you're just instantly like, oh, you're boring.
Yeah.
You're so basic.
I don't know who I don't think I have a favorite.
Or Toad or Yoshi.
Toad or Yoshi.
Yeah.
Okay, so
they
Luigi,
make
Toad
noises.
Or Yoshi.
During the game.
No. What are we doing a few weeks ago? We're doing the
Oh, wait, was I trying to do... It was What Noise Peach Made. Oh, yeah. And we were trying to remember what...
What does she do?
I really don't know.
In 64, she says, like, here we go.
That's what she says. There we go. By the way, she was a really good impression. I'm well aware of that.
That was quite good.
So glad it's recorded.
She's really annoying.
Oh, like 100%. By the way, you're allowed to swear on this podcast.
I don't. Okay.
My mum did message and ask if we should be allowed.
Not swearing in front of Dorothy. No.
Dorothy.
I'll do it.
Just see.
You have already. It's happened.
Like, my mum thinks bloody is a swear word.
Amazing.
Maybe you're going to listen to this.
Crazy.
Don't send this to her then.
No, I say it all the time though.
Do you say bloody?
Yeah. I think it's like my auntie Sue.
Cut myself. My hands all bloody.
She's quite posh English.
I was going to say that sounds like really posh.
It's all red and liquidy.
But one of Rosie's favourite quotes of me is last year when we were playing Star Wars Monopoly.
Yes.
At Christmas.
Yes,
with
fair.
My sister.
Bloody game.
I was Princess Leia of.
Oh, are you characters?
Yeah, they've got all their little cat, but they all look quite similar, so it's quite difficult. But I tried to buy the Death Star at one point.
And that
Rosie,
one of the top ones?
Rosie was the banker, and she was like, you haven't got enough to buy. And apparently, I had quite a lot of red wine. I just said, I'm Princess Bloody Leia. I do whatever I want. And she shouts that at me in the street. She's 13 now, so she finds it hilarious. She sees me in town.
That's amazing. Like,
it's Princess Bloody Leia. I'm like, oh God, that's never going to go away.
We've got a general knowledge round this week. So we've got an array of questions here from different subjects.
This could be really tough because I don't remember general knowledge.
This could be interesting. So everyone's got their whiteboard. Everyone's got their pen of different colours. Goose, can you explain the rules, please?
The percentage game. 10 questions have been asked to hundreds of teams at our quizzes. We know the percentage of those teams that got it right. The game is for our guests and hosts to guess what that percentage is. Every question asked needs an answer for the actual question and a percentage of what they think teams got it right. The way it's scored is that the difference between the percentage they guessed and the percentage that's actually correct is totaled together over the 10 questions, and 5 points is taken off per correct answer if they are a guest. The new twist in the game is that hosts and people heavily associated with Goose's quizzes don't get the 5 points off for their correct answers, but instead get 5 points added for incorrect answers. The person with the lowest score at the end of the game wins. Back over to you in the studio.
Thank you, Goose. That was very clear. Okay, everyone's good. And yeah, we've got a general knowledge round, so 10 questions. Question one, it's a 50-50 one.
Oh, God.
Question one, food. Is an avocado a fruit or a vegetable?
Oh, no, I have no idea about this.
What percentage of teams got this correct? So is an avocado, an alligator pear, is it a fruit or a vegetable? And the percentage?
I'm ready.
Okay.
You're right, Jenny. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Right, Scott, you said?
Fruit.
Fruit and Goose?
Fruit.
And Jenny?
Fruit.
Fruit. Everyone said fruit. It is fruit.
Yes.
Phew. It's got
stressing
one,
out already.
I think it's a single seed berry. It's got that.
Yes, that was my logic.
Percentages. Scott, you said?
61.
61. Goose?
60.
60. And Jenny?
70.
70.
I think you might be right. If we all got that right, or you think you might be closest if we all got that one right.
Well.
Uh-oh.
It is. There's a 6 in there. Mm. 96.9%.
Oh, I feel so not pleased with myself now.
Oh, but you were closest.
Yeah. I know,
these
but
guys.
If everybody got it.
You've done well in that first one.
Question two. Harriet Tubman is to replace Andrew Jackson on what US dollar bill? This was news at the time.
When?
So, Harriet Tubman.
No, I just drew a pound sign.
Is to replace Andrew Jackson on which US dollar bill?
I don't know. I'm just going to have to guess.
I've written down all the bills that I know, and I'm going to rub them out by like kind of process of elimination.
Bill Clinton.
I didn't want to make that joke. Oh, it's Bill Burr.
That's quite
who
funny.
Was it? Andrew Jackson.
Harriet Tubman is to replace Andrew Jackson on which US dollar bill? So with the value of the...
Well...
Okay, what's everyone put? Crap. Oh, here we go. Scott, you said...
20.
20. Goose?
10.
10. Jenny?
I said 5.
5. Well, for this one, 20 is plenty.
Nice.
It's 20. Oh, yeah. Answer.
You could tell by his face. Did you know
that? Straight away? No, but I remembered it wasn't one of the lower ones.
Oh.
I would say 10 is not a lower one.
I just went Lewis because I don't really know who he is.
Right. But the percentage, what's everyone put? Scott, you said?
27.
27. Ooh. Goose?
42.
42. Jenny?
40. I was going to write 42.
Oh. Meaning well, you should have went higher. Because it's 46.9.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so not bad.
I was still wrong.
Despite getting it wrong.
Yeah, you still did better than me, actually. Because you didn't get anything taken away for that, and I got 5 taken off.
Oh, this is good. I like this game.
Yeah.
I do always quizzes like this. Jenny gets more points.
Yeah. So, like, a lower score, though. Question three
is a music one. So, which rock band had albums called Killers, Seventh Son of a Seventh Son, The X Factor, and Dance of Death? It's an interesting list here. So, rock band albums called Killers, The Seventh Son of a Seventh Son, The X Factor, and Dance of Death.
I don't know.
Scott, you seem confident.
Yes.
Oh, no.
What's everyone put? So Scott, you went for...
Iron Maiden.
Iron Maiden. Goose?
I went for Alternating Current.
Did you presume, because Scott knows it.
Exactly.
That it must be...
I don't want to say my name.
And what did you go for?
I don't want to say it.
The Police.
I'm sure they've got a song called Seventh Son and Seventh Son. Or maybe they covered it.
Oh, they might do. Anyway, I can say the answer is Iron Maiden.
Well, I would never have known that, so I don't feel too bad.
But percentage, you can, you know, claw some points back here. Mm. Scott, you went for
12.
12.
Got it right, went for 12. That's like, I'm pretty sure you're going to be close.
Yeah. Yeah. Goose.
I went for 16.
Got it wrong, went for 16. Jenny.
I went for 33.
What, 33?
It's a Jesus joke.
Because he... died at 33?
It's not.
Wow. That's a morbid joke about Jesus.
33. My favorite
that's
time.
When he died.
Classic.
You're absolutely like, no, never mind. Carry on.
Well, for this rock music question, you should trust in Jesus because it is 31.3%.
Wow.
See? Divine intervention.
Oh, I'm definitely sending it to the appearance.
1.7 away.
Yes.
Close.
People really know that. How do they know that?
How did you know that, Scott?
One person on each team knows it.
How did a third of the room know that?
Yeah. I mean,
it's almost a perfect.
Oh, that's exactly what we had, isn't it?
Yeah.
Question.
It's been a long year.
Question 4. It's a board game one.
Yes. Yes.
Question 4. What is the highest scoring 4-letter word possible in a game of Scrabble?
Highest scoring 4-letter word.
Yeah. Obviously ignoring the, you know, multipliers or whatever. So highest scoring 4-letter word possible in the game of Scrabble.
This is a good question.
Everyone good?
No.
I'm not confident.
Oh.
I might go back to my original answer.
Oh, second guessing herself. So, Scott, you said...
Quiz.
And Goose, you said...
Quiz.
And Jenny went for...
I said fizz because there's two Zs.
Fizz.
Where they're supposed to be.
I was going to do it with a J at the front, and then I wasn't sure if that was allowed.
Are Zs worth 10 or 8? 8.
I'm surprised that that's what you're addressing.
Because J is more than a F, isn't it?
Fizz does seem like a fair option to me. Is it quiz?
Okay, so we have quiz, and fizz. It is quiz, is the answer, because there's only one Z. All the Scrabble aficionados nodding their heads at home, but percentages. Scott, you said?
I said 70%.
70. Goose?
21.
21. Jenny?
25.
Well,
I nearly changed yours when you were right.
Oh, well, thanks so much.
We're all over the place, but it is 65.6%.
That's quite high.
It is. Quiz. Question 5. We'll do team names after this one. Question 5. Which fantasy novel was rebranded as The Golden Compass for American audiences?
Pardon?
So which fantasy novel was rebranded as The Golden Compass for American audiences? A literature one.
As soon as you say it, I'll know it, but I just cannot remember what it was. We've
got harsh rules in play.
Crap.
Okay.
Oh, wait. What was it?
The Golden Compass.
Do you know?
Yes.
What?
What's everyone put?
Okay.
Answer in percentage.
Yeah, but the...
Scott, you said
the Northern Trail.
At least a train, first of all. The Northern Trail from Scott. Goose, you went for
Northern Lights.
Northern Lights.
Possibly the.
From Jenny.
The Northern Lights, but I don't know about the either.
I'm not that strict. It is Northern Lights.
Oh, I am so pleased.
You're so close, Scott.
That came from some dark recess in my mind that I have no idea why it was there.
Trail would have got more points in Scrabble than that.
It's true.
Is this going to be the rest of this podcast? Yeah.
How many would that be
Even
worth?
Though that was wrong, it would get more points in Scrabble.
Percentages, though. Who knew the Northern Lights? Scott, you said...
38%.
38. Goose?
70.
70.
You laughed at my other one. 69.
Someone always goes for it. It's great.
Below 70.
It's somehow our guests always manage to get to a 69
it's
answer.
Because he feed us beer.
That's true. And then ask you to give you a pen and a paper. Surprise that everyone draws
dicks. What do you expect going to happen? 38, 70, 69. It is a fat round 50.
Oh
really?
That's surprising.
So some middle ground there between everyone. We can do team names. As well. Everyone got one? Scott, what's yours?
I went for Hill Street Design with a Z.
Nice. I like it.
Goose, what's your team name?
Peach. I'm the best.
You want to see it?
I'm the best.
And Quite Jenny.
Scary. I think it's good.
I've just gone for Jenny from the shop.
Nice.
I like it.
That's good.
People used to call me.
Still Jenny from the shop.
People do still call me Jenny from the shop. Before that, they used to call me Jenny from the stock because I lived in Stockbridge. I
love it.
But I don't do either of those things
anymore.
She
knows where she came from.
I do.
Don't be fooled by the house that I got. I'm still Jenny from the shop.
It's only when I'm on my own.
That's fair. Or when you beat some teenagers at Mario Kart. Yeah. Don't be fooled.
Oh,
God. Questions.
I have spoken way too much, I think.
No. Spot on.
Question six.
Those teenagers are listening to this. That's who it was.
They've grown up now.
Yeah.
Question six. Alongside Matt LeBlanc, who was announced as the presenter of Top Gear in 2015? So some TV history. So alongside Matt LeBlanc, who was announced as the presenter of Top Gear in 2015?
I don't know if that's right.
Are you thinking about how many points LeBlanc's worth? Scott, you went for...
Have you not done it? No, he hadn't written anything.
No.
It's fair enough. I suppose it's not really in your kind of wheelhouse, that.
Penalty wheelhouse.
Because cars have wheels.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And sometimes they go in... No. Goose, you went for...
Chris Evans. Not the cool one.
Not the cool one. Debatable.
No, it's not. If you were to say which one's the cool Chris Evans, are you saying the ginger radio presenter?
I used to go out with a guy called Chris Evans.
Not another cool one?
No, it wasn't Captain America.
The answer is Chris Evans. Percentage, Scott, you said?
65.
Goose?
89.
And Jenny?
82.
Again, very similar over there.
Sticking with Goose.
It is... 90.6 for that one.
That was a bit of
a blow there, Scott.
I feel like it's mainstream enough that, and Chris Evans is sort of a British institute.
Mm.
I do like his radio show, but he's just quit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, people all slag me off because I listen to Radio 2.
I think that's totally applicable as a 21-year-old.
Yes, I think so too. It's what the cool kids do.
Question 7, space.
Yeah.
Olympus Mons, the tallest mountain known in our solar system, can be found on which planet? So question 7, Olympus Mons, tallest mountain known in our solar system, can be found on which planet?
I am again triple guessing myself now.
And the percentage as well.
I mean, I'm 100% confident with my answer. That's the thing. But now I'm like...
Oh, you've got 100%.
Damn it, percentage. That's the problem.
So, Scott, everyone, show me what you got.
I love a space question.
Whoa. Scott, you said...
No. Mars.
Goose.
Mars.
He spelled that wrong.
and Jenny.
Oh, hey, competitive.
It's a bit Jupiter. I thought
you spelled
Jupiter.
Mars wrong.
I spelled Mars wrong as well.
Is Jupiter another gas planet?
Yes.
It does have, it has a sort of semi-solid at the middle of it, but it's perfectly round.
Yeah,
Jupiter's
it does technically have a surface.
I'm really annoyed at myself there because I like space.
Pressure.
But it's super pressured. Mm-hmm. And it's like diamond in the middle.
I would say there's limited mountains though.
Yeah.
So yeah, the answer is Mars.
Yay.
For that one. It's big.
Do you know something interesting?
It's the size of France, this mountain.
Yes, it's huge, isn't it? It's
the biggest in our solar system.
But then, have you heard the whole thing where it's like Everest isn't really the tallest mountain in the world on two counts?
The other higher ones. Ecuador.
Ecuador is close to the equator and it's further from the center of the Earth.
It's the equatorial bulge.
That's it, because the Earth isn't a bulge. Or you have the one in Hawaii, which if you measure it from the base of it, it goes all the way. Like it's like twice the height of Everest. Which is kind of crazy. I feel like Everest, you know, obviously deserves it to some extent, but does it?
on a loophole.
The petition starts here.
If someone climbed from underwater in scuba gear all the way to the top of the one, it
would be a feat.
That'd be more impressive.
Yeah.
But it's probably not going to happen.
Probably not. Which is a shame.
Unless you do it.
I won't. I'm off to claim the Olympus Mons.
So. Oh, I mean, you're close to... Oh, no, I was thinking of Ecuador.
I'm really annoyed.
Carry on.
I was going to say, actually, interesting fact, if everyone wants to know this. Earth, if you reduce it down to the size of a pool ball, like, you know, the same thing, mm-hmm. or increase the pool ball size to the top of a...
Scaled
to the size
it.
Of Earth,
mm-hmm.
the pool ball would be extremely riveted. Like, I mean, it would have loads of gullies and horror channels in it. That. Because it's like, even though the pool ball feels really smooth to you, and Earth looks like it's got loads of mountains and stuff all over it, and really all awkward shapes, it's actually extremely smooth, the surface of Earth, compared to the size it is. Whereas a pool ball looks like it's really smooth, but if you put it up to that size, it would be...
Well,
like,
I suppose if you look at anything through one of those microscopes...
Through one of those microscopes? Of those,
what are they called? I was trying to think of the name so I could sound clever.
Microscopes.
No, the ones that go like really super...
Yeah. Still microscopes.
No, I know it's called a microscope, but it's got a name in front of it.
Super microscope.
No, well, we'll call it a super microscope.
A micro.
An intense microscope? And
no, it's got a name.
Electron microscope. Electron microscope.
Electron magnoscope. Okay.
Yeah. Microscope.
Yes. Microscope.
Microscope.
Magnifier.
Microscope.
Oh, you're thinking of a magnifier?
Okay, enough.
So,
oh, you mean putting your head closer to it?
Wow. Mars is correct. Percentages though, Scott, you said
66.
Goose?
75.
Jenny?
75.
Oh, smashing this.
Wow.
Yes. We just bashed our boards.
I hope they're both wrong.
Scott hopes you're both wrong. Well, I can say the answer is 75.
Is it actually?
Yeah.
Oh my god! Yeah!
High five.
Yes.
Yeah, bang on.
It's
75%.
Zero.
That was really good.
Well done.
Wow. That's I wrote down 75 that were thinking it'll be in that ballpark, so I'll write down 75.
Exactly in that ballpark.
Exactly.
It's on home base.
3/4 of people got that right.
just like here. Question 8. So we have a TV question. In what year was the first episode of Game of Thrones broadcast?
Oh, are you a Game of Thrones fan?
One of my friends works on Game of Thrones. She does the dragons and the fire.
She
Game
looks after
Thrones.
The dragons.
Yeah.
She's Khaleesi.
The dragon keeper.
Oh, unemployed. Oh, I wrangle the dragons on Game of Thrones. Oh, unemployed.
No, she's super cool.
That is cool. So wait, CGI stuff?
Yeah, they're not real dragons.
No, I mean...
But also, no, also things like...
This is how Goose finds out.
Wait, what?
The last season where the dragon was like under the ice and stuff, that was filmed in a quarry that
spoilers.
They painted by hand. Sorry, spoilers. That they painted by hand, but each time they filmed the scene, they had to completely strip the rocks and paint them again so they looked snowy and not painty. They couldn't just carry it on. It's like an immense amount of work.
That sounds intensely like...
Annoying.
Yeah. What's CGI for these things? What's the point of not having CGI?
Well, I think they just like to, I don't know, put the effort in.
Was it in Ireland?
Yes. She is Irish.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Huh. But yeah, I do like Game of Thrones.
I've never watched it.
Go. What's everyone put?
2010.
Oh, no.
And Goosey went for
2011.
And Jenny.
I said 2013, but I've lost all track of time. I'm too old.
So I can't even think what I was doing in like
last week.
It is right. 2011. But you're all close. percentages.
Thanks.
Scott, your percentage?
71.
71. Goose?
60%.
60. And Jenny?
60%.
Okay, just copying each other now.
I think it's being copied.
Well, I think he's copying me.
I wrote down quite late on that one, so.
Well, someone's very close.
Oh, Scott.
He's reversed it this time because Scott is closest. Yeah, he said 71. It is 73.4.
Ooh.
No way.
So many got nerds out there.
Exactly. All those sci-fi nerds. okay, question 9. We're on to now. Nice. Scott nailed that last one.
Mm. Yes.
Apart from getting it wrong. multiple choice, so A, B, or C.
Didn't have to say
which
that.
Is the most expensive spice? Is it vanilla, cinnamon, or saffron? So question 9. Which of these is the most expensive spice? Is it vanilla for A, B, cinnamon, or C, saffron? Scott, you said...
Saffron.
And Goose?
C, saffron.
Saffron. And Jenny?
Whoa. Saffron. That wasn't me.
Saffron. It is C, saffron. So it's saffron, which is C. Percentages, though. Scott, what do you put?
91%.
91. Goose?
69.
And Jenny?
83.
Oh, well. For this one, Goose is furthest away.
Yes.
It is 96.9%.
Really?
I mean, vanilla and cinnamon.
I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, cinnamon.
I suppose people could think that vanilla is actually quite a... like,
vanilla is expensive, yeah.
They can think that.
Cinnamon.
They can think that.
Yeah. And question 10. What is the official language of Austria? So the final one. Question 10. What is the official language of the country Austria? Has anyone been to Austria?
Yes. I only met Croatians when I was there.
Right.
The hotel I was at was run by Croatians. Like the Croatian mafia. It's great.
Sounds like a normal hotel. So, Austria. We're all experts. What's their language, though?
Oh, no. I feel really stupid here. I can't think at all.
Not related to the question.
Okay. Three,
No, wait. I don't know.
Did you catch a glimpse in the window? Do you see your
impossible.
Answer?
Impossible.
3, 2, 1, go.
It's just not that.
What does that say?
It is so that. Damn it. I wrote, you know what? The worst thing is I rubbed it out, wrote down German, and then I rubbed it out again and wrote down Austrian again.
Well, come on to this. So, Scott, you said?
German.
And Jenny, you said?
German.
And Goose, when were you in Austria last time?
Earlier in 2018.
In 2018. And you put?
Austrian.
Is that what that says?
It
no,
is.
It says German.
German is the answer. So well
damn
done.
It. My head just went completely blank there. I couldn't think of anything.
It's okay.
No,
I
it's
wrote
not.
Jupiter earlier.
Don't console him. Rip shit into him. I've never been to Austria, by the way, and I knew that.
Yeah, neither but you're up to date on your German.
Why did I not know that? I'm really bad with languages, though.
And Austrian, apparently.
All right, so it is German is the answer. Percentages, though.
Should have gone higher.
Scott, you said?
95%.
95. Goose?
70.
70. One up from your 69 last time.
Oh, yeah.
And Jenny?
82.
One less than your 83 last time.
Oh.
Wow. It is... 96.9%, the exact same as the previous one.
Wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've thrown this.
So Scott is closest with that one.
I
thought
Scott's
that, but
won.
Then I couldn't remember what the last one was.
It was 96.9.
Oh, wow.
So there we go. That's the question part done.
Saucy.
General knowledge.
That was a really good quiz. That was a good set of 10 questions.
Yeah.
I was quite pleased with all of them. None of them I felt like were, what's the word? Controversial or just good solid 10 questions.
Yeah, that's the end of the quiz part. Anyone really confident?
No. I think Scott's won this one.
So
yeah, maybe.
No. I think Scott's won this one.
I think
I don't think Jenny's done badly here. I think it's between Scott and Jenny, I would say, and I'd say I'm last.
We'll do the scores element, like the question part. So Scott and Goose, you got 7 right each.
Oh, nice.
And Jenny, you got 5 right.
That's only 5.
Yeah.
But that's quite good for you.
Sad.
That gets you an extra. That gets you an extra 25 yeah. points.
That's quite good for you. And then percentages. So you all started off terribly. You're all really far away for the first one. And then who had what score? So Scott, your biggest bad number was 35.9. Then you had a 2.4, 1.9, 4.4. Goose, you had a 44.6, but you also had a 0.
A 0.
So swings and roundabouts. And Jenny, you had a 40.6 and also a 0.
It was a good 0.
It was good.
Same 0.
Made a little hall of fame for bang on.
Which question was it for again? The
75%.
Was it for Mars and the Olympus Mons one?
Yeah. Bang on.
Well chuffed.
But the final standing. So, thank you for taking part, Evan. In third place on 206.44 is Goose.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Sorry.
You did not come last.
So Goose is last, 206.44. In second place on 151.19. It is Scott in second place. 151.19. Well done.
Well played, Scott.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And then winning on 120.94. So 30 in the end is Jenny.
Yes.
Wins. Well played.
I'm so pleased. Oh. Thank
nice
you.
One. Yeah, well done.
Good job. And you were nervous.
That's it. Sworn up on general knowledge beforehand.
Yeah, all that general.
Well, just all
now
of
I
it.
I can strut into Ladies Wine Design.
But yeah, we're keen to have anyone on from Hill Street.
Like I said, I'm going to Ladies Wine Design after this, nice. Which we host once a month, which is a whole group of girls drinking wine.
It might be too many people
but
for
we
a podcast.
Get one, no, but we get a speaker every month to come and talk about career options and life challenges and give people advice. But the girl who runs it is Fee Sheil, and she's an absolute force of nature. She's really funny.
Yeah, so any other shout-outs for Hill Street?
I would just say, like, go and have a look at our website, hillstreetdesign.house, and you can go
what?
To the...
That's yeah. what your website's called? Yeah. That's so cool.
Wow.
And then you I can like go to our residence page and see everybody listed. We also have a couple of people who just register their business at Hill Street so that they have the EH postcode, like my friend Merlin, who does sound location.
Yeah, we had a look at his
we
stuff.
We did. Yeah, we thought it was fascinating.
Yeah.
That's really
He's
cool.
He's pretty good. I went to school with him. And then, yeah, we... Do you hire out the front room at fairly competitive prices? If anyone needs a meeting space or wants
we sometimes
to have
do.
A party.
We can yeah. We maybe have a party. We can come and do a quiz for you.
Yes, I would love that.
Yeah, we'd be up for that. But we should wrap up.
Yep.
Yes, thank you very much for coming
You're
on.
You're welcome.
This has been a bit of a blast in the past. This has been great.
But sorry for anyone that was bored of our like reminiscing stories.
No, I think people will be interested. It's only my friends that listen anyway. So Louis doesn't tell anyone that he does this, so no one knows.
No one asks.
No one knows from Louis' side of life. Scott and I, we're quite excited by it.
Yeah, well, I mean, podcasts don't exist in Australia yet. So.
Neither does the internet, so.
That's why I'm taking a whole bunch of thumb drives back with me.
I saved at least a quarter of the internet onto them.
Yeah. How to get them onto vinyl.
Anyway, thank you for coming down.
You
and
thank
also
you
very much. Winning.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Are you
I forgot about that.
Showing everyone
minute.
How it's done.
We'll get you your trophy sorted out. It's,
yes.
Yeah.
It's fairly small.
Is it a crown?
Downstairs getting polished. So.
Yeah. We're away getting engraved at the moment. So.
Oh, that's fine.
Thank you very much to our sponsors as well, for the ice company, for providing lovely ice for our beers to keep them nice and cold.
They were very cold.
Frosty. Yeah. They're good, isn't it? It's just a big tub of ice. That looks good ice.
Such a low temperature.
We try a new advert every week. It never quite works out as well as we hope. But yeah, thank you to our sponsors, Enrise Company. Go and check them out. They're interesting. And we will wrap up here. If you are enjoying the podcast, do give us a shout, give us a mention, give us an email, chat, tag us on Facebook, do whatever you need to do. I also thank you from us all. So thank you, Louis. No, goodbye from Louis.
Thank you and goodbye.
Thank you and goodbye from Scott.
Goodbye and thank you. Also thank you.
Thank you and goodbye. From Jenny.
Thank you and goodbye.
And I will say goodbye and thank you.